What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Well, big opening last night on the outside markets, Don. We had the stock market up, all-time new record highs for S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ. We also had a big opening in energies. Crude oil, natural gas, across the board. Crude oil has a 6 in front of it, $60 crude oil. Long ways off that negative 47 print from last April or May. So natural gas on the move here. Cold weather across the United States. Watching the Weather Channel as I speak with you, whole state of Texas. I wouldn't say they're hot. I'd say they're playing in the snow. And big snows, cold weather across the United States, making commodity prices hot.
Of course, with President's Day, markets closed. Just in general, Tommy, what's the general tone of this market?
Well, things changed a little bit with the USDA meeting. Soybeans, we're in the same range. I know we're at a higher price, but we've been at the same price for several weeks now. USDA gave us a little news last week, told us there could be a little extra corn, and boy, that sent the market down, and the market's very sensitive to information. So there's record longs here in this corn market. The bull needs to be fed every day.
Obviously, COVID continues to make headlines. Do you see that having an impact on what we're doing in the ag economy as well as the general economy?
Well, ag's overall doing well, but I still notice people scared to go out. There's a crowd who isn't scared. There's a crowd who's had the vaccine. And even folks who've had the vaccine are in this habit of staying home, and we need to get people back out and about if they feel safe. And it's going to take a while. COVID's here to stay for a little bit. If the virus goes away mentally, it's here with us for a while.
No doubt about it. Tommy Grisafi with us, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.